Let's open our Bibles to the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 14. Put your finger there with me and let's read along. Let's go. For we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. Well, we are on another exciting episode, episode number 25, and we purposefully study the elements of blood covenant so that a disciple can live a life of overcoming victory. In today's time, we've already taken a look at the scripture, for we are made partakers of Christ, to make something, to be made by God, is to simply be joined together as one in the elements of blood covenant. That's why to create, to make, to be made represents the idea to cut, to shape, to form, to begin to have substance through blood. Because blood is what creates the desire of God in secret. Yet blood is the door that opens the way for what has been created in secret to be revealed in life. That's why the second element of blood covenant is water. Water reveals life, what is created in secret from blood. And when a disciple recognizes their position of being one in blood covenant, God's rest and righteousness automatically flow and positions the disciple to create with God in the fullness of his works and in the fullness of who he is. Yet we see that we're partakers of Christ. Jesus is the Christ. And Christ, yes, represents the anointing, but what made the anointing that Jesus had? The anointing is that who he carried, the Father and the Holy Spirit. And because of that, he was a habitation of the heavenly pattern of the ark of who God is. God in the Greek or the New Testament is Theos, representing God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. God in the Old Testament, in the beginning God created, is the word Elohim or Trinity. So if we hold the beginning, here the word hold represents the idea, the act of recognizing that we are joined together as one already. If we acknowledge that place, if we hold, it hits the root word kata, and if we hold that position of being one in the elements of blood and water and spirit, then it's there we create an ark of the fullness of who God is, God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, God the Son, to be released in rest and righteousness through what we say, through what we do. So if we hold, if we create an ark of being joined together as one, the beginning of our confidence. See, this word beginning has everything to do with the possessing of the mind. not the heart. Hold, create an ark with the mind. Be a carrier of the ark of the covenant of God. Turn your thoughts as one with God. Muse upon the desire of God. Beginning in the Old Testament is the word Ash, which means to shake the head. Possess the mind. Be one in thoughts. And we have the mind of Christ. Remember, Christ means God with us through Jesus, the Holy Spirit with us through Jesus. And now Jesus is the Christ, the Anointed One, because he is the habitation of the fullness of the deity of the Godhead. But now we are anointed like him to be a carrier of holding or being an ark, the beginning, the possession of the ark of the mind of God. Isn't that good? I love that. We hold from the beginning. It's not what we say, it's not what we do, but it is what we hold in our position in blood covenant that reveals God's order, God's time, God's place, God's rank, God's power, and we create principalities in the kingdom. Isn't that? We hold fast the beginning of our confidence, the ark that we are one with God. And our confidence is an interesting word because it means to set under, to position yourself under, so that you will receive support from. Even though we are one, we are created in the image, and that's why the word hold represents not only to acknowledge being one in the possession of the mind, to create an ark of God's rest and righteousness, so that the elements of blood covenant can flow, but this word confidence means to release an echo of what? The elements of blood covenant. Here's an example. We are seated with God in heavenly places, but it's under the throne where confidence flows. Remember the scripture that says there is a city where the rivers of God make happy the city of God thereof, where the trees on the right and the left bear fruit throughout all seasons. They never wither, they never fade, but they bear witness and give record of who God is. These rivers is our confidence, blood, water, spirit. So as we hold fast, we create an ark and allow God's rest and righteousness to flow in our lives. We create an echo where the elements of blood covenant flow from our life, out of our life, which is to set under, That's our confidence. It's not what we say, it's not what we do, but it's how we are used to release the record and testimony and evidence of blood covenant. I'm out of time today, but I pray that this was a place that you could put your finger and come back often and meditate upon these few words, because these podcasts, these episodes are small in nature yet potent and powerful to the disciple of blood covenant. Remember, it's not what you say, it's how you are positioned to release first the elements of blood covenant that cause you to live a life of overcoming victory. Thanks for listening in today. I'm Sister Laura. Steal away in the secret place. Amen.